Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Minister Amit Shah says government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement in the country. In Telangana, 8 workers were trapped after a part of under-construction tunnel collapsed in Nagar Karnool. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and assures all help. Prime Minister Modi to share his thoughts with the people in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. Former RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das appointed as Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedunchezian and Vijay Prashant clinch men's doubles title of Pune ATP Challenger. And in hockey, FIH Pro League, Indian women beat Germany 1-0 in Bhubaneswar. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every family prosperous is only possible through a cooperative movement. Cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune this afternoon, he said, Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
The Union Corporation Minister separately chaired the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Pune. Mr. Shah urged cooperative banks to embrace technology. He also announced a cooperative university bill to strengthen cooperative education. In Telangana, army rescue teams are to reach the tunnel where 8 workers were trapped after the roof of a tunnel in Nagar Karnool district collapsed. State Irrigation Minister Uttam Kumar Reddy informed the media that the army help sought to rescue the trapped workers and the rescue teams are likely to reach the tunnel. Over a dozen workers were injured when the roof of the Sri Sailam Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel collapsed after the workers began work with the help of the tunnel bore mission. The minister said the state government is making all-out efforts to bring the trapped workers out safely. We have more from a correspondent.
The rescue operations have gained momentum to save the 8 trapped workers inside the Sri Sailam Left Bank Canal tunnel. As per the authorities, the tunnel is filled with water for about 8 kilometers inside. However, they informed that there is no problem for the trapped people in getting air circulation inside the tunnel. The project senior officials along with workers have gone inside the tunnel at around 8 a.m. this morning. The trapped persons include a project engineer, a site engineer, 2 machine operators and 4 workers, and all of them hail from Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Jammu Kashmir and Punjab states. Now everybody pinned their hopes at the army rescue teams. With Vijay in Nagar Karnool, Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi called Chief Minister Revanth Reddy over phone and inquired about the incident at the SLBC tunnel. The Prime Minister showed the central government's full support to the state government. The centre is holding a new round of talks with protesting farmers today in the Gandhi State Institute of Public Administration at Chandigarh to address ongoing demands of farmers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is chairing the ongoing meeting. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and Piyush Goyal and farmers leaders of Kisan Mazdoor Morcha and the Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, non-political, are also present in the meeting. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Chauhan has stressed on adopting natural farming. Addressing a press conference in Kurukshetra of Haryana today, the Union Minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has started the National Natural Farming Mission. Under this, a national level committee will be formed and work will be done to give this mission the form of a movement. The minister appealed to the farmers to see this model of agriculture and adopt it, although slowly.
आज मैं देश के किसानों को ये कहना चाहता हूँ, ये धारणा गलत है कि प्राकृतिक खेती से उत्पादन घटता है। अगर सही तरीके से प्राकृतिक खेती की जाए उत्पादन घटता नहीं है अपितु बढ़ जाता है। प्राकृतिक खेती में इंटरक्रॉपिंग के कारण एक नहीं एक साथ गन्ना, गन्ने के साथ सरसों, चना, चने के साथ गेहूं, अलग अलग फसलें ली जा सकती और ये फसलें पूरक होती है। अगर गेहूं के साथ चना लगाए तो नाइट्रोजन की पूर्ति अपने आप गेहूं को हो जाएगी। ये प्रयोग सचमुच में अद्भुत है।
A group of 22 fishermen released by Pakistan from Karachi's Malir jail yesterday are expected to be handed over to India by tomorrow morning. Our correspondent reports the fishermen have been freed after the completion of their sentences.
The group of fishermen include 18 fishermen from Gujarat and 3 from Union Territory of Diu. They had been caught by the Pakistan Maritime Security Agency after reportedly crossing into Pakistani waters. The fishermen are likely to return to their native places on Monday. The news of the release of these fishermen has brought joy to their families in coastal Gujarat. With Rajesh Bajgotar from Gir Somnath, Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Former Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Shaktikanta Das, has been appointed as Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His selection was approved by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet. Mr. Das is a former 1980 batch IAS officer of Tamil Nadu cadre. His appointment will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier. The centre has facilitated 1.56 crore rupees in refunds to students from coaching centres, providing relief to aspirants and students. The Department of Consumer Affairs successfully facilitated these refunds for over 600 students. These students enrolled in coaching centres for civil services, engineering course and other programmes were previously denied refunds despite following the terms and conditions set by the coaching institutes. The relief was made possible through grievances filed by the students via the National Consumer Helpline, which facilitated a streamlined process for dispute resolution. Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today addressed the School of Ultimate Leadership Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He emphasized the importance of continuous learning, personal conduct and philosophical insights in shaping leaders of future. Mr. Yadav also pointed out that in today's fast-paced world, it is easy to become distracted by external events and thoughts. However, he stressed that leaders must practice detachment and self-control to maintain focus and calm amidst the chaos of everyday life. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025. With the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj in its final stage, preparations have been intensified for efficient management of the huge crowd before Mahashivratri. The Uttar Pradesh government said that a proper plan has been prepared and implemented to efficiently manage various modes of commute, including railway, traffic diversion and parking. Our correspondent reports that over 60 crore 60 lakh devotees have taken the dip so far.
The local administration has intensified preparations for efficient management of the immense crowd gathering on the weekend and the days before the last main holy dip. To implement it properly and ensure that devotees do not face any inconvenience, the officials have increased their activity at ground zero. Prayagraj DM Ravindra Mandad informed that a detailed framework was prepared, keeping in mind the huge crowd in Mahakumbh.
मुख्यमंत्री जी का ये विजन था कि लगभग 50 करोड़ से ऊपर लोग प्रयागराज महाकुंभ में स्नान करने के लिए आएंगे, इसलिए सभी पूर्व से तैयारियां की गई थी और सभी तैयारियों को लगातार ऑन फील्ड रहकर सभी अधिकारी कर्मचारी मॉनिटर कर रहे हैं और हम लोग लगातार प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि श्रद्धालुओं से वार्ता करके और उनका जो फीडबैक है उस पे काम करते हुए उनके अनुभव को अच्छा किया जाए।
द महाकुंभ मेला अथॉरिटी हाईलाइटेड दैट उत्तर प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ इज कॉन्स्टेंटली मॉनिटरिंग टू इंश्योर दैट लोकल पीपल एंड डिवोटीज हैव अ गुड एक्सपीरियंस। विद अभिषेक कपिल, आदर्श फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज प्रयागराज।
External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today stressed that healthcare is a fundamental right and not a privilege. Addressing the 12th International Health Dialogue in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the Global South cannot be a hostage to uncertain supply chains and vagaries of global economy. He highlighted India's contributions to global health security as a first responder, a development partner, a supply chain link and a health solution provider. He said initiatives like Ayushman Bharat health insurance to crores of citizens. Palestinian group Hamas today released 6 Israeli hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The first 2 Israeli hostages were released in Rafah, while 3 others were released in Nusayrat. The 6th hostage, Hisham al-Sayed, is a Bedouin Israeli with a history of mental illness. He was held by Hamas after crossing into Gaza about 10 years ago. Hamas has stated that it will also release 4 more bodies next week, completing the first phase of the ceasefire. According to media reports, Israel is set to release over 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. The Donald Trump administration has fired the top U.S. general and Navy chief in a major upheaval of the country's military. President Trump, in a social media post, announced that he was dismissing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Charles Q. Brown, and replacing him with Air Force Lieutenant General John Den Razin Kane. Media reports said the move is significant as Kane is retired and is not a 4-star general. The U.S. federal law requires the president to pick the top military officers from the combatant commands or the chiefs of the military services, all of which are 4-star positions. But the law also allows the president to waive the requirement if such action is necessary in national interest. South Sudan has ordered all schools to close for 2 weeks due to an ongoing extreme heat wave that has caused some students to collapse. Local media reported that this is the second time the country has taken such action. In March last year, schools were closed for a similar period as temperatures rose above 40 degrees Celsius. In tennis, the top-seeded Indian duo of Jeevan Nedunchezian and Vijay Sundar Prashant have clinched the men's doubles title of Pune ATP Challenger 100. They defeated the second-seeded Australian pair of Blake Bladelon and Matthew Romoyes 3-6, 6-3, 10-0 to be crowned champions in front of the home crowd. This was Jeevan's third career title, while it was the second for the duo as a pair following the Hangzhou Open triumph late last year. In the Women's FIH Pro Hockey League, India secured a crucial 1-0 victory against Germany at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar today. Star drag Flika Deepika scored the decisive goal from the penalty corner in the 12th minute to give India the lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. This win marks a strong comeback after India's 4-0 defeat to Germany. Yesterday, India's next match is scheduled against the Netherlands on Monday. With the win, India moved up to the 7th in the points table. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, England have set a target of 352 runs before Australia in the Group B opening match in Lahore today. In reply, Australia were 213 for 4 in 32.1 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat first, England scored 351 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs, riding on the magnificent 165-run innings of Ben Duckett. Duckett hit 17 boundaries and 3 sixes during his career-best knock after the team got into early trouble at 43 for 2. He shared a 158-run stand with Joe Root, who made 68, and then a crucial 61-run partnership with skipper Joss Butler. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Minister Amit Shah says government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement in the country. In Telangana, 8 workers were trapped after part of under-construction tunnel collapsed in Nagar Karnool. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and assures all help. Prime Minister Modi to share his thoughts with the people in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. Former RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das appointed as Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedunchezian and Vijay Prashant clinch men's doubles title of the Pune ATP Challenger. And in hockey FIH Pro League, Indian women beat Germany 1-0 in Bhubaneswar. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.